here was the thing that I was not allowed. The law says Town of Dolphin Island, no fireworks on your own Town of Dolphin Island. But islands that lay just offshore of the Town of Dolphin Island aren't part of the Town of Dolphin Island and don't fall within the rules there. And maybe that's how we got the, maybe or maybe not, got the fireworks display done.
Saturday night special.
One of the fireworks displays, Saturday night special, the Mammoth,
Texas Twister,
yeah,
right?
Texas Twister. The other one was, it's like Full Frontal Assault or something like that.
Wow.
Some good stuff as we made our own fireworks displays over the weekend.
Did you see that video that was being retweeted by everyone this weekend? A shot of L.A. I don't know if it was a drone or hopefully not a chopper in the sky, but you could see all of the fireworks over Los Angeles on Saturday night. It was just unbelievable. But I think you could have done that pretty much anywhere in America. Even my neighborhood on Saturday night, more fireworks on Saturday night than I've ever heard. And we're a neighborhood that likes to shoot off some fireworks.
Right.
So I think
said last night, no residual.
Yeah, I was expecting some midnight, 1 a.m. Sunday night fireworks. You know, we have it every other time there's fireworks that are shot off.
People find the stuff. They like, oh, I forgot that whole box of Whistlers there.
Yeah.
Let's get those shot off.
But it was quiet last night, which I am for when I have to get up at 4 a.m. on Monday morning. So that was good. But fireworks everywhere Saturday night. More amateur shows than ever, I would venture to say.
I did see some notes here on the text line. People that went to some of the different shows. I've lost this one, but the one in Daphne. So they went to that and said people, yeah, there it is. No, that's a different one.
Yeah, I'm wondering how the Freedom Rings worked out.
Well, there it is. Okay, guys, I went to the Daphne Fireworks Show. It was held at a large sports complex over there, so Tryon Park, right? Everyone watched from their vehicles or stood right outside their vehicles. I didn't see any issues with social distancing. Did they not have to go get in the Freedom Circle? Remember the Freedom Circles?
Maybe they ran out of Freedom Rings.
Freedom Rings, that's it. Freedom Rings they were in. So I guess this is, yeah, I wondered about that, why you couldn't do the fireworks from in your car.
If you can watch Alan Jackson from your car, surely you can watch
fireworks.
Some fireworks from the vehicle.
All right, and still the discussion in the aftermath of the ordinance that went through last week with Mobile City Council passing a mask ordinance here, and I want to dive into this and get your phone calls at 343-0106, because there's a lot to it. First of all, the mask ordinance. We went through this. If you've got any questions about specifics there, we can try to get those answered. But that's in effect for the city of Mobile and the police jurisdiction. Then we have the story, one of our three big things, top news stories of the day on the front page of FMTalk1065.com that says for unincorporated areas of Mobile County, the mask ordinance is in effect there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's there. And I guess the municipalities within the county, let's like a Dolphin Island or a Sims or a Citronelle or somewhere else, they, I guess, will make their own laws within that. Then on the other side of the bay, I know that Karen Wilson, mayor of Fairhope, says no mask ordinance is going to be in place there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get a kind of a mix out there on it. So, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, on a personal level, traveling around some this weekend, and I did make more of an effort this weekend than I have the past few weekends to not go out as much, not do as many things unless they were absolutely necessary. But I did go to a couple different places. One on Friday, I went to pick up some food at a restaurant. Now, this was before the mask ordinance was put in place, but I went out to this restaurant, and there were people eating inside. And I was like, wow, no one's wearing a mask. But then afterwards, I thought, well, they were eating. You don't have to and can't wear a mask while you're eating. Who knows if they put the masks on as they got up to leave or were coming into the store. But I did go out on Saturday to a couple different places, and it seemed that everyone, nearly everyone, was wearing a mask. I'd like to hear from some law enforcement whether they had to do anything after the mask ordinance went in on Friday afternoon at 5. Did law enforcement have to write any tickets this weekend or have to hand out any of those masks? I know they have a lot of masks to hand out, but from what I saw this weekend, more people wearing masks than I've ever seen before in Mobile.
Yeah, I saw the same. Like I said, my limited exposure was Dollar General and Jerry's Fireworks, but everybody was masked up in there. I'd say, except for a few people had them hanging. That, I don't know what it is. I'd rather you see somebody without a mask at all than with the mask hanging around the one ear, you know, or hanging low on that. Like, if you're going to have it on you,
then put it on.
Yeah, because it's gotten to be, you know, this has gotten to be such a political thing out there. I wonder if that goes away with the fact that it is an ordinance now, as people will be putting their mask on because it's a law, you know, and doing it that way. I mean, I got a story coming up. They're even enforcing this at nudist colonies.
Really?
Nudist colonies.
Well, they
got to
change the name.
They got to have their mask on. They have nothing else on, some shoes and a mask. But, yeah, did you see more mask wearing over the weekend? Also, as we talk about mask in the mix, I've gotten the pictures here of Councilman Fred Richardson that show him, and I'm trying to go back, and for some reason I cannot go to his personal Facebook page, but I see the pictures that show that it's, I guess, a birthday party celebration, some picture that Councilman Richardson would put up on his Facebook page, right? Like,
right.
Here, 'cause celebrating Nathan's birthday and his daughter's birthday, and I've got a picture of him, and there in the group here, the picture, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people, and I'd say 1, 2, 3, 4 have masks on. I can't tell on some of the other ones because the way that, but I would say, I know this, Councilman Fred Richardson does not have a mask on in this picture. Yeah. I want to make sure this is a new picture here, but it looks like it. And what kind of example, if this is correct, what kind of example is that? Because it's with a group of people, and I guess outside on a sidewalk somewhere.
Yeah, it looks like it's outside of a local restaurant here in Mobile, and you know, somebody sent us a screenshot from Fred Richardson's I guess Facebook page, like you said, and he said celebrating one of the daughter's birthdays and the nation's birthday, so it was on July 4th that he posted this, and he's not wearing a mask. Now, if he's just there with family, maybe he had the mask and he put it on after they took the picture or before the picture, but still, you want to send the right message, right? And if Fred Richardson had been pushing for mask ordinance longer than any other member of the city council, you would think that he would put the mask on even for pictures when he might not necessarily have to wear the mask, but just for the good
Well, if you're the person pushing this, you know, you would think that
that you would wear the mask. But after you push so hard to make it an ordinance that people have to wear masks, to be photographed, even if it's just with your family, to be photographed the day after the ordinance went into effect without the mask on, I think that would raise some issues there.
All right, and then the other part of the mask story, too, well, there's so many parts of it, but this is what happened last week on Wednesday at the conclusion of the city council meeting when they voted to pass the mask ordinance, and you'll hear a shout-out here, and then you'll hear Councilman Richardson react. So the shout-out is right at the beginning, and it's somebody yelling, Heil Hitler.
Good grace alive. Hi, Hitler. Hi, Hitler. Good God Almighty. Ooh-wee. Hitler.
All right, so that a little bit of the clip that happened last week. So now, more on the story, MyNBC15.com has posted Rachel Wilkerson's story here about the person who said Heil Hitler. All right, so the story goes this way. Said the story from WPMI said, a nurse who made an offensive comment at the end of Wednesday's contentious city council meeting may be in trouble with the Alabama Board of Nursing. A complaint has been filed with the board over nurse Pam Maloney's comment, which was a salute to Adolf Hitler. Retired nurse Sabrina Mass was at the same meeting. She says the comment was uncalled for. Mass says Maloney shouted the comment at the end of the Mobile City Council meeting regarding the city's new mask ordinance. Now Mass is taking action. So said while Maloney's exclamation wasn't caught on camera, NBC 15 news crews witnessed her actions alongside Mass. Well, we have the audio right there we played. They go on to say here that the nurse had several outbursts at the meetings. She even threatened city council at the end of the meeting. She raised her arm and said, Heil Hitler, end quote. Prior to the incident, Maloney was told numerous times by Council President LaVon Mansi to calm down. During the heated meeting, Maloney identified herself as a nurse. Mass says, this is the one that filed the complaint, Mass says, while everybody is entitled to an opinion, Maloney's actions were disappointing and unacceptable to the in the medical field. Mass has now filed a complaint with the Alabama Board of Nursing. Mass said that definitely is not the protocol or conduct of a nurse or medical personnel to say something like that. You're responsible for many cultures, end quote. Mass says the Alabama Board of Nursing is investigating and she hopes there will be repercussions. All right. So then she goes on to say, they have ethics. This is a, there is a law for ethics, and that panel will look at the video, and they will decide what the appropriate action is. Her license could very well be suspended. It could be banned. Point out, if you see that, so Maloney is saying how Hitler, because she's calling the members of the council Nazis for passing this ordinance. She's not celebrating. She's saying y'all are Nazis. And then this. So Maloney's issued a statement last week in response to the story from WPMI. Said, this woman who reported me calls herself a civil rights activist, but she is simply harassing me for disagreeing with her about masks. The words were aimed at the council and meant to call them Nazis for passing an unconstitutional ordinance. Everyone in the room understood what took place. I am not a Nazi. I hate Nazism. I support Israel. I'm a Christian, and I'm far from racist. I have a black son who has lived in my house since age of 8. I serve in a multi-ethnic church in which I feed homeless and needy of all races and backgrounds. I and my son, who Sabrina Mass reached out to and threatened, both explained what took place to her right in the right context, but she refused to listen and threatened me with reporting me to people. The whole story is a lie. The comment was clearly aimed at the council. The woman is an activist who is simply trying to harass me and shut me up for voicing my opinion.
Hmm.
All right, so is that some council culture here, that the person had a different opinion on mask, said that how Hitler thing, and now you make a complaint for her to risk her job? Is that, that's kind of what I've got from the story so far. So we'll see where this goes, but if you have an opinion, what if you just had an opinion that was anti-mask? Would you get reported to the state nursing board?
I don't think so.
What do you think? We'll be right back.
This tip for the outdoorsman is brought to you by 90 West Auto and Marine. If you're searching for a nice pre-owned vehicle or boat, that's all you'll find at 90 West Auto and Marine, next to Mobile Lumber on Highway 90 and on Facebook.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 823 FM Talk 106.5. Heads up, noon today, another forum, Common Sense Campaign in. This time talking with AL1 Republican primary runoff candidate Jerry Carl. That happens today at noon right here on FM Talk 106.5. Remind me, I do not want to finish up without reading at least a couple paragraphs out of that Wall Street Journal story about how nudist colonies are dealing with masking. Just wait, y'all. I just read the words that are on the page, and it's something. All right, we'll go to the phones at 343-0106, plus plenty of texts coming in here as well. In the situation where you have the Heil Hitler comment, which I think if you hear it in context, now you can say that, that maybe there was some backstory here and there's disruptive behavior from Maloney, but saying how Hitler, she wasn't saying she's a Nazi. She was saying the council's a Nazi, which, by the way, that's just thrown around all the time now. Everybody's a Nazi.
Well, I mean,
everybody's a Nazi.
Yeah, it seems like that's the way we're going as America. But, it is a little disconcerting to hear someone say Heil Hitler. So you would need some context, which she then provided with her statements that she was calling the council Nazis by saying Heil Hitler. But, I mean, for the most part, it seems that people that would say that would be declaring themselves, supporters of Nazis.
Yeah, and
am I wrong there?
I might feel this a little extreme there, saying that it's a Nazi behavior, but
there was probably a better way to get the point across, but maybe not, because now everyone's talking about it.
But now you have a situation where you've got her reported to the nursing board. What if she gets suspended or loses her nursing certificate? Let's go to the phones, and first up, Robert in Mobile. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Joe, how you doctor doing this morning?
Doing good. How are you?
I guess I'm making. I heard about what they're trying to do to the lady at the council meeting. You know, I mean, anybody would, in a sense, understood what that lady was trying to say. And you said I was a civil rights activist by turning her into the nursing people, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying in that WPMI story.
Okay, the lady's a citizen. She has a right to make comments about this, that, and the other. And for the ladies to do that, she's trying to harm that lady economically.
Sure.
Money-wise.
Sure.
And that's wrong, Sean. That's dead wrong.
Well, and is it a chilling effect on free speech if you, if somebody's going to say something and they're going to worry about losing their ability to provide for their family?
Right. I fought in Vietnam, Sean. I was 18 when I volunteered to go in the Army. I volunteered to go to Vietnam. I was 19 and 20 in NAM. And we were fighting for that in NAM. You know, that they didn't have a right, as you said, freedom of speech. And that burns me up, man, to hear this lady turn in trying to hurt her economically. So she can't voice no opinion different than someone else, right? From now on, how do it go?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it seems like. First of all, let me say thank you for your service to our country and defending those rights we hold most dear, especially here in the shadow of Independence Day. But yeah, there's a cancel culture out there, right? If somebody disagrees with you, instead of debating you, it's going to be trying to, you know, ruin your life or your income. It's going to be interesting to see how the nursing board takes this. She can file the report, but I think it's going to be up to the nursing board. And if they do suspend her license or take it away, is that a big chilling effect out there for free speech?
Well, I hope to God they don't do that. Someone put the civil rights activist up to do that, I believe. If you said something she don't like, then she's going to try to hurt you. She's going to try to hurt you economically. That's not right, Sean.
You're right. You're correct, Robert. Appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your service.
You all have a good day now. Bye-bye.
You too.
You too, Robert.
Yeah, this is a lot of people saying that the mob hates it when you disagree. Now, once again, this is not, I'll say this, you use language like that. It's extreme, but you know what? The First Amendment's not there to protect popular speech.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know, we keep going through this time and time again. It comes up and people are like, well, yeah, but they shouldn't be saying that. But that's what First Amendment's about, is things you don't want to hear. There's things that are done under the protection of First Amendment I find disgusting, but they're within their First Amendment rights.
Yeah, I have so much trouble putting myself in the shoes of the complainers, the people that want to have other people canceled. I don't think I've ever filed a complaint for anything in my life, for the most part. If I see something that I think is ridiculous, I just say, wow, that's ridiculous. I can't believe that's going on. I'm never trying to get anyone fired or fined or anything for the most part, so I have trouble putting myself in the shoes of the people that do that. But I will say, now that this woman's name is out there, Maloney, who says she's been a nurse for 34 years, and we do have a little bit more context where she said she's not a Nazi. She was calling the city council a Nazi. But if you show up sick, you know, regardless of whether it's COVID or you got something else that's going wrong with you, and you go to the doctor's office and you find out that she's going to be your nurse, is that a little, you know, disconcerting to you that you got a nurse that was saying Heil Hitler at the Mobile City Council meeting? Personally, I'd be like, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe I would ask for a different nurse or something like that, just because, you know, there's so many nurses out there. Do you really want the one that was yelling Heil Hitler at the Mobile City Council meeting? But then again, she has the right to voice her opinions out there at the council. I think the next step, what you said, whether the nursing board actually follows through and has her license taken away or something like that, that would be a major step for something like that.
Listen to this from the text line. I'll get you all on the phones, too, at 343-0106. Larry and Daphne says, well, I completely disagree with the ordinance of Mobile County in the city of Mobile for mandatory wearing a mask, and I'm all 100% for freedom of speech. Just because this country has given you freedom of speech doesn't mean you must be aware and understand that the manner of which you speak and what you say can't directly have repercussions on you, your life, and your livelihood. This texture says First Amendment in there to protect your job. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You can, because a private business can make a decision, conduct unbecoming, whatever it is. I mean, we see that happen all the time. But at the same time, this was levied. This protest was put in because of, okay, if we had the time machine, we could go back. If she wouldn't have said Heil Hitler, and just would have said, y'all are unconstitutional, y'all are, you know, I completely disagree with the council on this mask ordinance, and y'all are a bunch of knuckleheads or whatever, would we be dealing with the same thing?
Yeah,
is
I don't
it about
think so.
The difference in opinion, or is it about the language used there? And yeah, like I said, it's up to the nursing board what happens next.
Oh, it's all about the language that was used, because there were numerous other people who basically said the same thing at the city council meetings on Tuesday and Wednesday, that this was tyranny, that they can't believe that the city is going to make people wear masks. You know, what about the people with breathing issues? We saw a number of different opinions from a number of different people. I think if she hadn't said that there at the end of the council meeting, this would be a non-issue completely. But with the private businesses, I mean, you have two major league teams, an NFL team and a major league team, the Redskins and Indians, changing their names. A lot of people saying, well, First Amendment rights. They can name it what they want, right?
But yeah, but they can.
It's all about the money.
Yeah, but they can choose with their freedom to call the team whatever they want and change it.
.836 on FM Talk 106.5. You're listening to Mobile Mornings. Right now, it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk with Louis Arata. Hey, Louis.
Good morning.
So, I hope you guys had a great 4th of July weekend over at McConnell Automotive, and that brings us into a new week with some great deals. Employee pricing on SUVs. Tell us about that.
That's right. I mean, people, you know, say employee pricing. That's an extra, you know, $1,015, maybe up to $2,000 off the regular price of this car. I mean, it's a heck of a deal. And that goes on all SUVs. I mean, that's the Acadias, Enclave, Terrain. I mean, the Terrain, I think, has got, like, employee pricing and an extra $3,000. I mean, that's a heck of a deal on one.
Wow.
Don't forget, we got the new Yukon in. Everybody's been waiting on it. Well, the first couple of Denalis came in this past weekend. Got them, you know, they were sold, of course, but I'll have one there today if people want to come by there and look at it. And got one coming in the next couple of weeks that's actually not sold. It's a white tan interior. I think it's a Denali. It's a 2021. Y'all need to come check that out. It's a heck of a deal. Don't forget about our used cars. You can check those out at McConnellAutomotive.com. Or got a question on one of them, give Gene or I a call at 251-476-4141.
All right. Thanks, Louie.
Thank you.
That is Louis Arata. You'll find him at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65, and online, McConnellAutomotive.com.
All right, 8:37, and to the phones at 343-0106. Roger in the Bayou next. Hey, Roger.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, man.
Yeah, I had to weigh in here on the treatment of the lady who saluted the... properly saluted the city council down there. They they're certainly acting in a dictatorial manner, and their opinion is better than everyone else's. You know, you could argue back and forth about how effective masks are, or what have you, and it's up to everybody's opinion. But you know, here in the Bayou this weekend, we had one of the few fireworks displays that were put on in anywhere in the around here, you know, and I noticed that people were giving you know, social distancing, you know, family groups were together. It was and the people that did go around, I know our historical foundation had set up with displays for the public to see, and you know, we wore masks and everything to be in compliance and also to protect other people. Whether or not I actually believe that that's, you know, was necessary or not doesn't matter. You know, we're going to comply with what the requirements are, and I certainly understand that. But with this woke society we got now that, you know, you have freedom of speech only if as long as it's... in compliance with what the woke folks believe in. You know, you don't have freedom of speech if you are you don't have the same opinion that they do.
It'll be interesting, basically, to see what the nursing board does, right? I mean, this all boils down to, if the nursing board doesn't do anything, then anybody can make a complaint. It's going to be that next step, I think, we're watching.
Right. Well, and that would certainly. It certainly should be no business whatsoever of the nursing society or whoever the governing body is as to what somebody's opinion is and what somebody's beliefs are. You know, after all, you know, the Communist Party of the United States is a legal political party, you know? I mean, who in the world would, you know... I guess there are a lot of socialists now that would think that the Communist Party is legitimate and something to be a member of. I don't think most people do, but that's how we go here in the United States. And if somebody decides really in reality that they want to be a Nazi, or, you know, even more radical, a damn Klansman, you know, in this country. You know, how anybody can come, you know, have that belief, you know, absolutely defies logic to me. But if that's their opinion, you know, they ought to be able to, in this free country, be able to have it, you know? Mm-hmm. After all, that's what our Constitution is all about.
Well said. Roger, appreciate your call. Texter here says, this world's gone crazy unless she has done something at work, meaning the nurse. It should not be the business of the nursing board. But I will argue that there have been lots of examples of people do things outside of work that come down and, you know, get them in trouble with work. So, and many people said First Amendment's not there to protect your job. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, if we didn't have the First Amendment, she probably would have been handcuffed right there, right after she said Heil mm-hmm. Hitler, right, and taken to jail. So, but there are rules at the Mobile City Council, and you heard them get on to her for, I guess she had some repeated outbursts at that meeting on Wednesday. Now, they weren't going to arrest her for making those comments out of order, but the Heil Hitler thing, I know when I first heard it, I was like, wow, what is happening here? For the first time, I think, the same reaction as Fred Richardson, which is that I was like, what is going on? That is unbelievable. But, you know, to me, I think that things should be decided by whether people are willing to spend their money or not spend their money. If someone goes to the hospital, right, and they're sick, now, of course, you don't care what the political beliefs are of someone who is saving your life at the moment.
Right.
But if you go and you find out that she's your nurse and you're unwilling to go to that hospital because she's your nurse, if for some reason there were a lot of people that were saying that because of her comment mm-hmm. at the Mobile City Council, then I have no problem with the hospital saying, listen, you shouldn't have made those comments in public. Now you've got people that don't want to...
Costing us money.
Yeah, now you're costing us money. I think that's how things decided. I'm not sure how that stands with the Alabama Board of Nursing, whether I'm sure they have the right to remove her license or whatever, but for having said something at a meeting, to have your license removed from that, I think that's maybe a step too far. Now, if people stop going to the hospital or stop going to wherever she's working, then whoever that hospital is or wherever she acts as a nurse, I think that would be up to them, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, their freedom of who they hire and don't hire. Mike says on the text line, I think the whole Hitler comment deal is ridiculous. I mean, you guys have said it 40 times this morning, and y'all are not white supremacists. Common sense plays such a huge role in someone's outlook on life. And here recently, I'm starting to realize just how many senseless people we're surrounded by. This texter says, people in this country need to wake up. Our constitutional rights and our history are being violated and attempted to be wiped out. Destroying the Frederick Douglass statue should be proof of that some of the protests aren't about race. I think some of the protests are just ignorant to this texter. I'm with you. I've talked about it this morning. I mean, my God, the Frederick Douglass statue. You know, and then you had, what was it, the 54th Massachusetts, you know, all-black regiment fought for the Union in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
It was defaced a few weeks ago. Yes, you're right, Texter. It's just lashing out.
Unbelievable.
The Columbus thing, the Columbus statues have been coming down right and left as well. Like, I keep asking since the beginning, where's the end of that? Where's the end of it? All right, coming right back to the phones, 343-0106. All right, 850 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you all along. And if we can, that Wall Street Journal story. Oh, here's your tease. At one point, it talks about naked skeet shooting. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Do you understand why I'm attracted to this story? I got my attention there. All right, from the text line, too. This is number one here from David says, to push back on Roger, I think he means the nurse, represented herself as a registered nurse. So when you do that, you represent a body of people like that. Your opinions and actions and your statements reflect upon them. Patty says, first, enjoy the radio show, especially Dalton.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Patty.
Say, Patty. RNs, as in my profession, know the requirements of ethical guidelines. We can work or not ignore professional. Okay, we can't at work or not ignore professional guidelines. It's our choice to be a licensed medical or mental health professional. We all know the guidelines. I'm not saying she violated the guidelines, as I'm not an RN and not familiar with their board. But that's what we're talking about. If there is a subtle difference here, right? I mean, if government was going after her, that, you know, that's one question.
Mm-hmm.
But if she gets reported to the board, but of course it's a part of a bigger cancel culture thing that goes on out there, right?
Yeah.
You have an opinion that's different, and you get attacked and canceled.
Yeah, and I actually saw someone. I wish I would save the tweet. There's so many tweets that I don't save, but then I recall later.
Yeah.
But there was someone arguing that cancel culture is not a thing. It's just bad people doing bad things that are losing their jobs. And that was maybe, in a weekend of ridiculous statements online, maybe the most ridiculous statement I've seen. Because if you can stand there and honestly tell me to my face that cancel culture is not a thing right now, then
it's ridiculous.
How could you look at some of these news stories and say that people aren't trying to get other people fired or
but I
fined?
Argue that it only happens when a company will do the firing, or a board or something like that.
That's exactly right.
It only has teeth when the entity that they pushed against will comply.
And has there ever been a time where companies relent to public pressure more than they do now?
I mean,
they get ahead of it now with donations to specific charities, and it's all about these corporations not wanting to be put in the crosshairs themselves. They see what's going to happen. They say, well, you know, I whatever this person said over here, you know, it might have been, I wouldn't have said that, and I normally wouldn't let them go, but we better let this person go or make a public statement before this becomes a bigger thing, because next thing you know, people will be boycotting our business. More companies and corporations now try to shut things down earlier than ever.
How about this from Twitter over the weekend? So this is a family tweet. So the missus puts out something. Somebody put out a tweet about a Hamilton was on over the weekend, mm-hmm. right? And had said something to the effect. I think Disney Plus put it up or something.
Yeah, it's like streaming now.
Yeah. It was on. I saw some of it. And somebody put a tweet up and said, this needs to happen more often. So people, and I'm paraphrasing here, people in other parts of the country, not just rich folks in New York and L.A. can watch these plays.
Well, yeah, watch Broadway.
Watch Broadway. And then maybe said something. Yeah. Yeah. So they can get the people in the middle of the country, the flyover states, basically, mm-hmm. can get some theater. My wife responded, which, by the way, side note, Shrek coming up at Bellingrath. Shrek, theater show that's done outside,
yeah.
social distancing. So my family does a lot with that. So she said something like, well, there's talented people doing community theater all through this country. You know, not just in New York and L.A. There are people doing theater. Putting on shows. These things. And, you know, said something like, you know, not just us podunk folks have. Well, she said, us podunk folks have shows here, you know, in flyover states or whatever. And the first response is the person said, you're a racist.
What?
You're a racist. We're trying to figure that one out.
What was racist about that?
I don't know. And she said, what is? And they said, your profile is racist then. They put that up, which had a picture of Terry Sabin, Nick Saban's wife, and one of our dogs. So I told her, I said, well, just get used to my world. I mean, that's my world every day. But yeah, it hit her. I mean, she was just making a comment about community theater.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you're racist. I'm like, yeah.
Roll my eyes.
Roll my eyes.
Yeah.
At that. All right.
Yeah, it's already bad, the cancel culture. It's already bad with people that put their name on whatever it is they have to say. But when you get online and there's anonymous people involved in cancel culture, then it just becomes too much. I discount anything that's said online. I don't care if it's the Nextdoor app, Facebook,
Nextdoor app is
Twitter, and Nextdoor has been amazing. But if you don't have your name, or at least a name on your profile, and you don't have a picture of at least a person that could be you, then I'm just going to discount what you're saying, because it holds no weight at all.
Well said. All right, I got to get this delivered here.
Please,
I'm
going to
land this plane. So the story from Jennifer Levitz over at the Wall Street Journal, read the beginning here. It says, many clothing optional destinations have flashed the news this summer that masks are not optional, causing some self-examination from Jacumba, California to Cypress Cove Nudist Resort in Kissimmee, Florida. Okay, so there's the story. And they go and talk about the nearly 300-acre resort. They're talking about these nudist resorts. All right. So it goes down here. It says, face coverings are not the only new feature at nudist resorts, of course. Like other businesses trying to navigate the coronavirus pandemic, these spots have had to adopt all sorts of new policies to stay afloat, and they have a lot of skin in the game.
Ah.
See, this read is amusing.
This sounds like the New York Post, not the Wall Street Journal.
I know, but it's too funny. Okay, so they go in here and say the Solaire Recreation League. Okay, so this is one of those nudist resorts. The Solaire Recreation League, an 86-year-old clothing-free resort and campground on 360 Woodsy Acres in northeastern Connecticut, pared down its social calendar because of coronavirus. The red, white, and nude parade of decorated golf carts is still set to go on over 4th of July weekend. But a naked skeet shooting event was nixed because participants would be standing shoulder to shoulder, which you really don't. And well, I've shot skeet. I've not done it nude, but I've shot skeet before.
Sure.
Right. It said nude shuffleboard is allowed. Okay, so nude shuffleboard is still allowed, but a monitor sanitizes the disc between pushes. And at the Naked Turtle Cafe, that I guess is their cafe on premises there, they're still only offering takeout. Okay. Solaire's rule directing guests to wear masks in common areas when they can't socially distance has chapped the occasional hide. One problem, mask lines. We talked about this weeks ago.
Yep.
So a quote here from Rona Crosi, a retired associate nursing professor and Solaire regular.
Whose name is Rona.
Rona, yes. R-O-N-N-A.
Okay, close enough.
Rona.
To coronavirus.
Says, no tan lines is one of the things we sort of pride ourselves on, end quote. She wears a mask, but another person called the resort office and said they don't want to wear one out. It would ruin their suntan, says Nancy Greenhouse, who sits on the board at Solaire. Most people on the board are on the board with masks, she says, though. We have some pushback. So not only is the pushback going on, you know, all over the fruited plain, it's going on at the nudist resorts.
I knew this was coming. Couple questions here.
Okay.
Well, first off, you know, there's probably an issue there. How are they supposed to recognize one another when they're wearing the mask?
Well,
is it Jeff? Jeff? Yeah, how'd you know I'm wearing a mask?
Well,
I don't know. I just know that it's you, Jeff.
Well, the tattoos will help. You know, most folks have tattoos, you say. So, you know, they'll all have tattoos for identifiers.
And you said shuffleboard still on there.
It's still on. So was the red, white, and nude golf cart parade.
Which you better make sure you cool the seat down before you get in the golf cart. But skeet shooting still on. Any word?
No, skeet shooting off.
Skeet shooting off. Any word on the flag football rec league there?
Let's see.
Because you talk about a dangerous sport. Flag football at a nudist colony?
They did not mention that, but we'll have to pry and see if we can reveal something more on that. But yeah, so it's you know, big push. They got a mixed bag of people that don't want to wear their mask and some people that will wear their mask at the nudist resorts. Let me tell you, it's an issue all across the fruited plain. I'll link this story up on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. You want to check it out there. All right, Mike Gallagher show on the way next. We'll see y'all at noon. Common Sense Campaign in with their forum with Jerry Carl. That happens at noon today. And then 1 o'clock, we talk about some Montgomery politics. So get ready.